AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. A daring and unprecedented U.S. raid in Syria has taken out a top Islamic State commander, AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Pentagon identifies the man as Abu Sayyaf, calling him a top militant who ran the Islamic State group's oil operation. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says U.S. Special Operations Forces carried out a rare raid to capture Sayyaf in eastern Syria, and that Sayyaf was killed in a firefight. His wife, whom the U.S. believes is also a militant, was captured.
Defense Secretary Carter says U.S. Special Forces were met with resistance and there was even some hand-to-hand combat during the raid. They all managed to make it out unhurt. Investigators are looking into whether the Amtrak train in a deadly derailment was hit by a flying object before the accident. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Former NTSB Chairman Jim Hall tells the Today Show.
They'll also be able to look more closely at that windshield to determine whether it was a foreign object.
The information about something possibly striking the train comes from an assistant conductor who remembers hearing a conversation about a different train, says the NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
She recalled that the SEPTA engineer had reported to the train dispatcher that he had either been hit by a rock or shot at.
She remembered the engineer of the Amtrak train also saying that train had been hit by something, too. I'm Rita Foley.
The Midwest could be in for another round of strong storms and heavy rain today. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says severe thunderstorms may develop in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Texas. The center says there's a risk of large hail, strong winds, and several tornadoes with this system. The greatest chance for severe weather stretches from southern Nebraska to central and western Kansas and Oklahoma. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has called Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas an angel of peace. The compliment came during an exchange of gifts at the end of a papal audience today. Francis gave Abbas a medallion representing the angel of peace destroying the bad spirit of war. The NFL owners' meeting next week planned to take up the question of how to prevent tampering with game balls in the wake of so-called Deflategate. A person familiar with the situation says the NFL plans to change guidelines for the way footballs are handled before games. New graduates of Southern Methodist University are going home with a message from former President George W. Bush.
Those of you who are graduating this afternoon with high honors, awards, and distinctions, I say well done. And as I like to tell the C students, you too can be president.
Bush delivered the commencement address at the Dallas School this morning. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.